Good day to all our listeners. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you our weekly insurance news wrap for Sunday, May 26th, 2024. We start with a story that has been making a big splash in the insurance world. The Insurance Council of Australia, often referred to as the ICA, is making strides to tackle the rising insurance costs, particularly in areas susceptible to flooding. As of now, the ICA and the government are in talks, aiming to find an urgent solution to assist around 171,000 households in facing severe affordability issues, as disclosed by an Actuaries Institute report. The proposals at hand include reinsurance pools and direct subsidies to alleviate the burden. What is remarkable about this initiative is that it seeks to strike a balance between offering aid and maintaining market stability and pricing transparency. While there is no specified timeline, we can expect progress through government's efforts. Now we move on to another critical aspect of insurance, this time focusing on motorist insurance. A recent judgment by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or A, against a driver who attempted to get coverage for damage occurred before he purchased his insurance policy from Suncorp. The ruling clarified that insurance coverage is not retroactive and only begins once the policy is active. This incident reminds us all that maintaining continuous coverage is fundamental and that accurate reporting of existing damages is crucial when applying for insurance. Finally, we've got interesting news from the life insurance giant, TAL. Demonstrating the power of digitalization, TAL last fiscal year paid out a whopping $4 billion in claims, half of which were processed within 24 hours via their digital platform, TAL Connect. This move benefited 50,000 Australians, demonstrating TAL's commitment to their customers' recovery support. It is a testament to their investment in technology and the skills of their staff, enabled through TAL Claims Academy. That's the wrap-up for this week's insurance news. To stay up to date with trends, important rulings, and industry news, keep joining us here on Financial Services Online. For more information about our personal and business insurance coverage, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for listening in, and until the next weekly update, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.